Thank you and good afternoon. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office announced this afternoon that a 16-year-old boy who had been missing since Saturday night has been found safe and sound. Christopher Novo had gone hunting with family members in the Mendocino National Forest when he got separated from the group near McCoy Ridge Road. Novo, who was in excellent health, was also armed with a hunting rifle, weather-appropriate clothing, and a small amount of food and water. It took more than a day, but Novo was found earlier this afternoon near the Eel River, about 15 miles from where he had been reported missing. Arcata firefighters responded to an off-road motorcycle accident in McKinleyville near 1st and D Streets on Friday afternoon and found the victim suffering from major injuries. The crash victim was also located in rugged terrain more than a mile from the nearest road, and Arcata Fire, Mad River Ambulance, and a CAL FIRE helicopter coordinated a rescue. Access to the victim was made on foot as the helicopter landed on a logging road and airlifted the victim to a rendezvous point where they were flown to an out-of-area trauma center for treatment. Firefighters and ambulance crew members had stabilized the victim and attended to his injuries while a medical evacuation was coordinated. Sheriff's detectives investigating a shooting at a property on McClellan Mountain in Bridgeville last week have determined that there were not two armed suspects on the loose. The shooting, at least according to the 31-year-old man who pulled the trigger, was accidental. That man shot and wounded an 18-year-old man at the property where the pair were tending to a small marijuana garden. The older man told detectives that they were concerned their garden would be robbed, so they waited for suspects to appear. At some point during the evening of October 1st, shots were fired by the older man, and the 18-year-old victim was wounded in the arm and shoulder. He was taken to the hospital by his partner for treatment. A search of the property turned up 370 marijuana plants, an ounce of cocaine, and firearms. The older man faces cultivation, possession, and firearm charges, and the 18-year-old is recovering from his wounds. The driver of a vehicle near a car driven by 63-year-old McKinleyville resident Larry Dean McCoy in Arcata on Friday evening called 911 to report McCoy was assaulting a woman in his car while she screamed for help. The driver followed McCoy while Arcata police and sheriff's deputies responded to the area around the Mad River Hatchery. There, after McCoy forced the woman from the car, they were located by a fish and game warden, and then McCoy fled the scene in his vehicle as sheriff deputies and a police officer reached the scene. The warden remained with the victim as McCoy led officers on a vehicle pursuit through Blue Lake, Fieldbrook, and into McKinleyville when McCoy finally pulled over on Central Avenue. McCoy was arrested and booked on several charges, including kidnapping and assault. Arcata police arrested 50-year-old Peter Henry Barrett late Friday night after he fled the scene during a traffic stop on I Street. An Arcata police officer conducted the stop, and after Barrett pulled his car off into the parking lot, he got out and fled the scene on foot. Police gave chase on foot, and Barrett was located about 3 blocks from the original scene and taken into custody. Barrett, who is on probation with a no-bail warrant for his arrest, was wanted by Eureka police for a domestic violence incident and was arrested by Arcata officers and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the economic impact that arts and theater have had on the communities along the north coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Art, theater, and music may not be the first thing you think of when imagining the towering trees, the raging waters along the coastline, and the rugged rural terrain that defines the geography of our area, but if you take a closer look, you'll find a thriving and vibrant community of painters, sculptors, dancers, performers, and musicians who bring color and life to the region. In Humboldt County, Humboldt State University and the College of the Redwoods, along with Ink People and Del Arte, as well as many other organizations, are home to a wide range of artists, from their youngest student to the oldest painter. Their festivals, shows, and concerts play a key role in bringing entertainment dollars to local communities. To the north in Brookings, Gold Beach, and Harbor, Curry County artisans are featured and are a part of the continued effort at increasing the economic viability of our communities. Eureka police have no further details regarding a report that a teenage girl was abducted in Eureka at 6 and J Street Sunday morning. The reporting party reported seeing a black male adult get out of the van and pull the girl into the van. The van then left the area, and the reporting party provided a partial license plate number of 36E4. Eureka police issued a region-wide alert, but have not confirmed that an actual kidnapping has taken place. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.